We continue four lines up from the bottom on Samaches Amud Beis. We have been discussing the case of a mouse that falls into a beer, and the even though generally it's nosein tam lefgam, which would be mutter, we were machmir because of a chiddush. So now the Gemara wants to get some closure and find out what the halacha is. Amar Rava Hilkasa nosein tam lefgam mutter. Number one, the halacha is that nosein tam lefgam is mutter. Ve'achbara b'shichra lo yadana my time of the Rav. Says Rava, I'm not sure what Rav's rationale was behind paskening that when a mouse falls into beer, it's nosein tam lefgam, but it's still aser. Is it mishum dekasever nosein tam lefgam aser b'lei silcha kasev asei? Is it that he maintains it's nosein tam lefgam, and that nosein tam lefgam is aser, but we don't paskin that way, and therefore the mouse should be, then the beer should be permissible to drink? Imishum dekasever nosein tam lefgam mutter v'achbara b'shichra ashbuchi mishpach. Maybe he maintains that nosein tam lefgam is mutter, but for some reason the mouse in the beer enhances the flavor of the beer, and that's the problem. He wasn't sure. So no clear answer from Rava. Iboilahu. But now the Gemara asks, Nafa Lagav Chalamai. What happens if the mouse falls into vinegar? Is that any different than falling into beer? Rashi says, perhaps the vinegar, since it has such a strong, pungent taste, maybe the sherets, the mouse, can't give that much taste into the chometz, and the shear will be different. Amrle Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, Ha'ov de Rav Kahana, this actually happened. V'aser Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said it was aser, that even though it's no sin tam levgam, he still asered it. And therefore, whatever this mouse is falling into, the sheret is somehow, sounds like, it's a shpuchi mashpach, it's enhancing the flavor. Amr lei, say, wait a second. Hahu imartute imartit. No, he says, they said back to Rav Kahana, you're making a mistake. About the story, I'm sorry. Rav Ashi said back to Rav Hillel, you're making a mistake. The reason why Rav Kahana ossered the vinegar when the mouse fell in, it's because the pieces of the mouse broke down, it disintegrated, and there are actual mamushas pieces in the vinegar. That's a different story. If you take out the mouse whole, it would have been fine. And therefore, says Rav Ashi, no, there's no problem here. You cannot extrapolate that the vinegar would be usher in because of the taste. Here it's actually the mamushas. Ravina Savar, L'shu'urei b'mei v'chad. Well, said Ravina. Ravina said, you know what? I think the proper way to estimate is 1 in 100. So that would be the shear for bittel. In other words, generally we would say it's 1 in 60. But when it comes to this case of the sherets of the mouse, we're going to do 1 in 100, which means we're going to be more machmir. Perhaps again that this idea that it actually enhances the vinegar or enhances the beer. So Ravina sever l'shuri b'mei l'chad, Amar he said lo gara mitruma. This case of the sherets shouldn't be any different than truma. Titnan trula ola be'echur meya. If truma is bottle 1 in 100, then the mouse should be a bottle 1 in 100. It's a chiddush. It's a different case, and therefore we should be machmir. That's what Ravina wanted to say. Amrali Rav Tachlifa Bar Giza L'Ravina Dilma Ketavlan Shel Truma B'Kedei Radami D'Lo Batal Tamayu. One second, maybe we're talking about an issue of Tavlin. Maybe it's Milsa Davida Lataima, and if it's Milsa Davida Lataima, it's not Batal even in a million. Why are you willing to only do it in 100? Rav Achai Shir B'Chala B'Chamshin. Rav Achai, when there were an issue of mouse in the vinegar, he would say it's 1 in 50. So he was actually more lenient. Rav Shmuel Breder Rav Ika, Shir B'Shichra B'Shisin. And Rav Shmuel said, no, mouse and beer, it's in 60. In other words, we don't say Nosein Tam Levgam. Nosein Tam Levgam would say you don't need to have, it doesn't need to be Batal B'Shishim. because nosin tam lefkam, it's mutter. Obviously, we're saying that when the mouse falls into the beer, it's nosin tam lefkam, it's usher. Not nosin tam lefkam, it's usher. But if you have enough of heter corresponding to the taste of the iser, then you can be lenient because you can be mevatel it. So how do we rule? So finally, after we're giving all these different rabbanim with different shiurim, v'hilchasa, idi b'shisin, the halacha is that whether it's beer, mouse falling into beer or falling into vinegar, we judge by 60. Batul b'shishim. V'chein, similarly, kol isur and shiva Torah, al isur and shiva Torah, we go by shishim. And that's how we generally paskin. Everything is batul b'shishim. Rashi says something fascinating here. Rashi says, no, this halacha that's Ravchus b'Yisrael of Batul B'Shishim is only min Shebe'en Amino. That's only when two items that are different, two different types of items get mixed in, that's when the Batul B'Shishim rule applies. But if it's min b'Amino, if it's two of the same item, then it's Batul Asr B'Mashu, then it's never going to be Mevatel. That's what Rashi's sheet is over here. But we generally say, whether it's min b'mino, min b'she'en amino, it's always going to be batal b'shishim.